Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time once again for the NFL Preview. Right here on Dorf on Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, whatever it may be for you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports. Welcome in those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio in Dallas, in Vegas, or wherever you may be. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And then obviously you can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Holy cow, Mike. Week 14 in the NFL. We've got ourselves some meaningful football. We've got ourselves some meaningless football. We got ourselves a little bit of everything when you think about it, brother. Good morning, man. How are you, bud?
Good morning. Hey, it's just another Sunday, another NFL Sunday, and playoff positioning is becoming uber important as the weeks go by, and this week is no different. So we got some good games out there. We got some trash games, but that always seems to be the case. What do you think, Dort?
Well, look, the bottom line is, they're playing for a ton in the AFC West. You got the Raiders, yes, Chiefs going at it. That's going to be a huge football game. You got the Chargers going at it, obviously, as well. And everybody's playing, man. I mean, there's no more buys, and everybody's banged up, Mike. Everybody's playing for something. Even those guys that have terrible records, they're playing for next year. Let's be honest. They're showcasing themselves. They're getting themselves out there, maybe for that team, maybe for another team, whatever
draft
it is.
Position.
Yeah, everybody's playing for something at this point of the season. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Let's hear about your team. Let's hear from those people in Dallas. Let's hear from those people in Vegas. Raider Nation, Steeler Nation, Packer Nation, whatever nation you are, represent it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're gonna play us through lightning rain!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
Hell, man, it's not lightning!
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can. Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Second and 10, Browns working with two timeouts, looking for their first points. Kaiser's pass up the seam, it's caught! David Njoku for the Cleveland touchdown!
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview, right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. He's Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. And believe me, there's so much to talk about in the NFL, Mike. I mean, before we get into the games, I'll run through them real quickly as to what we have. Colts play the Bills, Bears play the Bengals, Packers play the Browns, Raiders play the Chiefs, Cowboys play the Giants, Lions play the Buccaneers, Vikings play the Panthers, 49ers go to the Texans, Jets play the Broncos, Titans play the Cardinals, Redskins play the Chargers, Eagles and Rams, Seahawks and Jaguars, Ravens and Steelers in the Sunday Nighter, already happening on Thursday, were the Falcons and the Saints. Falcons win that football game. Patriots and Dolphins go at it on Monday night. Listen, man, a lot to talk about, obviously, for the day's activity. But before we do that, there's a couple things we got to get into. And let's start with New York. Like, what the heck is going on there with the Giants firing the coach, the general manager, putting Eli back in to start? Geno doesn't get why he's not being the starter. In all honesty, what the hell's going on in New York right now, Mike?
That is the $64,000 question. You know, as soon as they benched Eli and they went to Geno, I almost started laughing. I was like, God, are they going to turn into the Browns organization here with that kind of move? And then, I mean, the coach, he just seemed like he never connected with the players. There was something about him that when I would see him, I'm like, how do these guys like deal with them, but how do they connect with them? Because they're with the players, there has to be a certain amount of connection with their coach. And I just don't think they had it with McAdoo. And you know, when you pull a guy out like Eli, and someone's going to have to tell me and explain to me why you did that, because, and then you go with a guy named Geno. Like, what, why, I mean, we know what Geno can do, and it's not much.
Yeah, no, I mean, look.
You're always better off going with Eli.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, bottom line is Eli won two Super Bowls for the New York Football Giants at the end of the day.
There you go.
And all Geno Smith has done is he's played for both the Jets and the Giants. So, pretty amazing what's going on there. And in general, man, there's going to be some coaches on the hot seat. Vance Joseph, John Fox. There's going to be some other guys out there, Mike, that are on the hot seat, should be on the hot seat. And, you know, I've never really understood the whole coaching carousel deal anyway. And people, you know, questioning going outside the box, and you saw it happen with Herm Edwards, and I'm bringing him up because obviously he calls games, but now he's going back to the college ranks, and people question that move. But you don't see moves like that in the NFL, you know. And at the end of the day, I think that a move like that would make more sense in the NFL than it does on the college ranks. So why is the coaching carousel in the NFL, like any other professional sports, it seems like it's a revolving door? If a guy wasn't successful in one place, what makes you think he'll be successful in another place?
Very good. I mean, that's always been my thought. I mean, we get all these what they call retreads, right? And all these retread coaches, you know, if you didn't have success in Cleveland, God knows I don't want you coaching my Dolphins or the Steelers. I don't want you anywhere near those organizations. And but there's a part of it that deals with the kind of players that he had at the previous stop. So, I mean, you know, if you got a bunch of junk that you have to coach and it's not up to snuff with the rest of the league, then you're going to struggle. You know, some of these coaches, I mean, if Bill Parcells didn't have the players that he had with the Giants, he's not going to be known as like one of the godfathers of coaching.
No, that makes sense. Look, I mean, look, but the bottom line is obviously players make coaches great. I hate to say it.
Exactly.
And coaches make players great too, to a certain degree. I mean, they work hand in hand. You have to be able to manage egos. You have to be able to do certain things as a coach. And as a player, you have to have a certain skill set that coach can work with. So there's a lot of things that work hand in hand. Speaking of hand in hand, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits.
Hey.
Yes.
I was just going to say, just look at Pete Carroll in Seattle. Pete Carroll in Seattle, before Russell Wilson got there, was barely at 500 or a few games below 500. Now look at him with the talent that he has.
Look, I mean, bottom line. Look,
example.
Totally, man. Look, bottom line is it's a quarterback's league. If you got yourself a good quarterback, you can go out there and you can be effective in the NFL. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're winning Super Bowls. It means you're winning games. And at the end of the day, winning games is pretty tough to do as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's hear from those people in Dallas. Let's hear from those people in Vegas. Let's hear from those people in West Virginia, wherever you may be. And speaking of that, let's reach out to West Virginia and let's hook up with Richard. Richard, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. You're up, man. What's on your mind?
Okay, I know what I called about. Now, the producer said you're going to talk about the NFL, which I said, yes, I am. I wanted to focus on the Cleveland Browns, but that one subject that you just brought up, the coaching carousel, that interests me just about as much as anything, because I guess could you say that, I thought I forgot his name, the guy that coaches the Seattle Seahawks now, what the heck's his name?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll, yeah. Pete Carroll, was he... Who did he coach before the Seattle?
University of Southern California.
Oh, so he never coached any place else in the NFL.
No, he went Patriots. To Seattle. Patriots, yeah.
Patriots and the Jets.
Oh, so that's what interests me, though. You take a coach that hasn't been successful with one franchise, and then you move him to another. What makes you think, I believe that's what you said, what makes you think that he's going to be any better with another? So it sounds like I was just going to ask you, is there anybody that has succeeded in doing that? It sounds to me like Pete Carroll's one of them that has.
Well, here's the deal, and you have to understand that you have to preface that by saying exactly what Mike said. If you have the players around you then that makes the world a difference. So it takes a good player-coach relationship no matter what. And ultimately, you need a stud quarterback. And he was with the Jets. We know the situation there. He was with the Patriots, and they had success. I mean, I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, you know, look, you have to have the quarterback in place. You have to have a good vision with that, with the head coach. But ultimately, you if you don't have that quarterback, Mike, Richard, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not going anywhere. So Pete Carroll has a great quarterback in Russell Wilson, and Pete Carroll's not the guy that's out there extending plays, creating things for guys to go downfield and have all kinds of time to get away from those defenders. So, again, it goes back to having a great quarterback to be anywhere in the NFL or in any league, to be honest with you, at that matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the level. It doesn't matter the level. And I'm absolutely convinced of this. I mean, if you don't have a quarterback if you just don't have some talented guys, you're not going to do much. You know, you're gonna wallow in that below 500 bucket for a long time. Go ahead,
Richard. Give us a final thought before we go to break.
So, if the Cleveland Browns had somebody like Russell Wilson or Tom Brady or the guy from the Green Bay Packers, I don't know why.
Aaron Rodgers.
They had them. If they were with the Cleveland Browns and you still had Hugh Jackson as the coach, they would be a winning franchise.
I agree 100%, yeah, man. You're right.
Absolutely.
No, hey, great call, Richard. We appreciate you listening to us there in West Virginia. We appreciate everybody listening. I know we got Alfred on hold, so we're going to have to keep you until we come back from the pause for the cause. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We want to hear from you people. Seriously, Packer Nation, Raider Nation, Steeler Nation, whatever
Dallas.
Nation. Cowboy Nation, exactly. We want to hear from you. You're not out of it yet, so get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, NFL Preview right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Third and 11 with the Bengals at the 15 of Pittsburgh. In the gun, three wide, looking into the nickel. With the cadences, the quarterback, Andy Dalton. He gets the snap. He drops back two. He throws a line drive to the goal line. Caught! Belt eye grab, spinning in, touchdown, A.J. Green, his second of the night. A beautiful laser thrown by Andy Dalton, 15-yard throw.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Zone 40. Going the wrong way. Now he's really going the wrong way. Trying to reverse field, and look at this. He's got some blockers now. He was going the right way. Cohen all the way. Touchdown, Chicago.
No huddle. Goff back to pass from his end zone. Straight down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open. Robert Woods catches it at the 45. No one will catch him. Robert Woods with a 94-yard touchdown from Jared Goff, and the Rams extend their lead on the Texans.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, people, welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those of you listening to us on SB Nation Radio, get at us, man. We want to hear from you in Dallas. We want to hear from you in Vegas. We want to hear from you in Houston. We want to hear from you wherever you're at about your team, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on Twitter, but I'm more about reaching out and touching somebody. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know we got Alfred, so we're going to bring him up and we'll talk to him about whatever's on his mind. And then, Mike, we're going to get into breaking down these games because we've only got about 30 minutes left to do it. But, Alfred, you are up. Mike Wilson, what Andy up? Dorf, and now you, my friend. What's up, buddy?
What up, guys? What's up, Coach?
Well, not much, man. What's
your question? Just a few comments. Seen you guys on, like, Facebook. You guys are like the little jewel in the desert. Coach Wilson, you got to do something with your background. It's too bright back there. You got a handsome young face. You need to fix that. But what's on my mind is Cardinals, Baker Mayfield. What do you got? I'm just going to drop these, and then I'll listen to you guys' opinion on them. Baker Mayfield, Cardinals, I think. Cardinals need to go after somebody that's going to last. Roger Goodell, I think he's a little overpaid. Just like D said there, wish we had his money for a day. And then the coaching care on the you guys are talking about coaching and the carousel on coaching on the NFL. I think it comes down to chemistry. I mean, some organizations think that they can, like you said, get a retread and make it look brand new. But I think it all comes down to chemistry and will the team play for the guy? So those are my thoughts and comments.
Appreciate it, Alfred. Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Get at us, people. We want to hear from you. So let's break some of those things down. Baker Mayfield, here's the question. Will he be around for the Arizona Cardinals to take him? I guess that's the biggest question.
I think he will be. I think he will be. I think based on his play, I mean, he certainly worked himself into that first-round conversation. The thing that you have to take into account with Mayfield is his size. Okay. His size is going to be, it's not prototypical. It's that Russell Wilson stuff. But Russell Wilson's a phenomenal athlete, you know, and does everything so, so well. Mayfield doesn't do it on that level yet. I think Rosen's better than Mayfield.
Yeah, Juan, we'll get to you in just a moment. I know you're listening to us in Houston, big-time Steeler fan, so you and Mike will be able to enjoy each other for a few moments here. But another quick question that he posed in there, Roger Goodell making all that money. Look, the bottom line is this, dude. He makes the NFL a ton of money. So until they're unhappy with him, Roger Goodell's going to have a job, and he's going to make a fat salary, man. That's just the way it works, bro.
It's just the way it goes, and just to be him for one day would be great. I mean, that would just be phenomenal. Like, how do you handle that? Like, okay, hey, buddy, we got a contract for you.
Well, and then
you're going to get a $10 million raise. Okay, give me a pen that works. Here we go.
You know, it'd be real tough to say, okay, look, I got to fly over here. I got to fly there. Oh, I got my private jet to do it too. What a deal. Anyways, hey, look, everybody loves to hate. At the end of the day, we love to hate.
Yeah.
And Roger Goodell is no different, man. He's making a ton of money. People can hate on him. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Juan in Houston. Big time Steeler fan. You got the North fan. You got Mike Wilson, who's loving life now that he can hang with you. But what's on your mind today, Juan? What's up? And how are you listening to us there in Houston as well?
Is Juan there?
I don't know if Juan is there or not. I'm not sure. I can't hear him, but thought we had Juan, and if we get him. Juan, are you there, buddy?
Yes. Steelers fan Juan in Houston.
All right.
So,
how you doing, brother?
I'm a little ticked off about defense nowadays. I've been railing about technique, poor technique in sports, really, for years. How many years or generations is it going to take for these players or even coaches to start teaching to get in there, use your chest, wrap up, and bring them down? Don't knock them down. A tackle is a tackle like a wrestling move, not a hit. Don't try to knock them down. Bring them down. That's all I got.
Great point.
Here we go.
Great point.
Here we go.
Hey, quick question. Well, how are you listening to us there in Houston, by the way, Juan?
What station?
94.1. 94.1. I'm not sure the tagline.
Hey, well, we appreciate your thoughts. We appreciate your opinions. So you're not a Texans fan at all, huh?
I have nothing against them, but I have nothing but hate for the Cowboys. How's that?
Hey, we love hearing that, man, especially a guy in Houston. So that should get your buddies in Dallas who listen to us on the ticket there a little bit excited to get in on this conversation, 1-800-878-7529. But real quickly, I just got to ask you a quick question about your Steelers.
Sure.
Big Ben, we haven't seen the best out of Big Ben this year is what my thought is. And I do think they have some time to get things together a little bit. And they got to have home field advantage, in my humble opinion, if they're going to get past the Patriots. How do you feel about that?
That's a very true statement. In regards to Ben, I mean, you can't help but understand that the body is taking a beating. His knees are shot. His shoulders practically shredded. But that's obviously no excuse. It comes with the territory, and that's what experience comes in. I complain about Ben when he would rather take a sack instead of throwing the ball away. Of course, we want him to keep play alive with a player like Brown to come back and get the ball, but I more often than not would rather him throw the ball away than take the sack. Obviously, he's going to lose yards when he takes the sack, so just throw the ball away and relive to fight nothing down. So,
Yeah, and look, he's got a great running back in Le'Veon Bell who, in all honesty, fellas, I know you guys love this team, but I'm going to be objective about it because I can look at it and be a little bit more objective. I don't think he has totally been himself this year at all either, and I think that has a lot to do with him not coming back and getting going with the guys at the beginning of training camp. And as we know, they've made this game so much different. I mean, they can't practice, they can't hit, they can't do a lot of the things that they used to do, no two-a-days. So it's more difficult for guys to get in shape. And I also think, you know, look, they're extending careers, but they're also having guys get injured a little bit more too. too. And if you look at across the league in general, a lot of stars out of the out from all over. Carson Palmer, Aaron Rodgers, J.J. Watt, Odell Beckham. I mean, the list goes on, fellas. Yeah, no, the list goes on. So the bottom line is that they're doing a lot of things to make this game a little bit less physical. Yeah, and more difficult at the same time.
How about the medical side of it? What can we do to make sure that these players are going to play safe? Is there more equipment? Is it more padding? Is it better? It can't be more rules. I mean, we got to get back to the basic rules. What can we do to keep the players safe aside from, you know, smacking them upside the head when they don't do a proper tackle and try to hit somebody down and then they go down and they can't get up ever?
You bring up some great stuff, Juan. Keep checking us out. We're going to be here every Sunday for you there in Houston on 94.1. You can always catch us right now. We will be up to the top of the hour, obviously, as we get into NFL football. Appreciate your thoughts and your opinions. And people, get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorfman. It's the NFL preview show. On the other side, by the way, we're going to start breaking down these games, Mike. And if you do want to give us a quick thought or a quick opinion about the games, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
17-3, Bengals lead, 9 to play, third quarter, second down 10, Roethlisberger at the 35 of the Bengals, the snap, the drop back, the set, the cock of the right arm looking right, no, goes underneath, throws to Bell on the sideline, 35, he goes to the 30, runs down the near sideline, the 25, and he is down the sideline and knocked out of bounds, they say, where, no, they call it a touchdown, the Bengals stood and watched, the Bengals didn't move. They thought he had stepped out of bounds. They gave up on the play.
This is Dorf on Sports. Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Savor the best of Napa Valley during Winter in the Wineries, December 2nd, 2017 through February 4th, 2018. Calistoga's annual Wine Passport event provides the perfect, relaxed, romantic getaway during Cabernet season. Come discover both legendary wineries and small hidden gems sprinkled around Calistoga. You'll appreciate the slower pace of this special time of year in Napa Valley and soak up a bit more personal attention along the way, with tastings at 17 exquisite wineries, large and small, that express the beauty of this distinct wine-growing region. You may want to make more than one trip to explore them all within this two-month period. To book your Winter in the Wineries passport package, email relax@mountviewhotel.com or call 707-942-6877. That's 707-942-6877 or send email to relax@mountviewhotel.com.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Okay?
Can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Get it to Jones down here. Ryan, looking, scrambling. End zone shot is another interception. It's Marcus Williams. Perhaps ill-advised to take it out. Doesn't get the opportunity for the touchback. Jones chatting with the officials, but the Saints taking more pictures.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, people, welcome back. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Love those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. And, hey, those of you listening to us on the ticket in Dallas, you can always catch my local program in Phoenix, NBC Sports 1060.com, where I feature three-time Super Bowl champion Dale Hellestray on my program alongside myself and Brad Hanna. Mike is also in on the mix with us, too. It's an absolute party. Again, NBC Sports 1060.com to check that out. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. in the Phoenix area. So adjust your clocks according to whatever that may be wherever you are. But obviously you can always catch me later tonight here on the network as well doing the NFL postgame or the NFL rewind, if you will. And we talk obviously about all of the action from the day that took place. And that is 10 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or 1 a.m. on the East Coast. You can always catch me back on the network. So now, Mike, let's get into some of the great games for today. Eagles and Rams, one of those super matchups. Seahawks and Jaguars, that's a great matchup. Ravens and Steelers is always a good matchup. Chargers and Redskins, just because that has meaning to the Chargers. Obviously, the AFC West heating up, and then in the other side, that would be the Raiders and the Chiefs, and those guys go at it today. So some interesting matchups for us to talk about a little bit. I wouldn't mind starting with a game that I didn't mention, and that's the Vikings and the Panthers, because that's also a huge game, Mike. And Case Keenum, all he's done is keep himself in that lineup, man. They keep trying to figure out a way to say, look, we got to go to Teddy Bridgewater. They're trying to bring him back, get him healthy, Sam Bradford, whatever it may be. But Case Keenum has kept that ship going, and now they've got an opportunity to have the best record in the NFC with the slip-up from the Philadelphia Eagles, man. What can you say about this Vikings team, and what can you say about the matchup with them and the Panthers today?
I will say that for the season, Case Keenum's their MVP. Absolutely their MVP to keep this ship upright and moving along. The game, you know, the game's in Carolina, so that's not an easy place to win. I mean, any place on the road in the NFL is not an easy place to win. Some places are tougher than others, and Carolina can be that. But Carolina, you know, with everything they've kind of dealt with, you just don't know what you're going to get. Like they've been kind of schizophrenic to me. McCaffrey, you know, I'm a big Christian McCaffrey guy, but he's been a little bit underwhelming in his rookie year a little bit. I'm still not convinced that they know how to use him correctly with Christian, because I think if they figure that out, they're going to have an all-pro on their hands for years. But you know, what say you? Like, what do you think about that game?
Look, bottom line is I've been very impressed with the Minnesota Vikings all season long. Yeah. They've played really well. Delvin Cook goes out early for them. They've got Latavius Murray and McKinnon, and those guys just run the ball fantastic for them. The wide receiver play is excellent. Two very good receivers for them, Diggs and Thielen. These guys can go out and catch the ball. I mean, Case Keenum has been absolutely fantastic in the sense of being able to manage games, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, usually makes the right play more often than not. And then on the other side, you know, you got Carolina, who, like you said, a little bit helter-skelter, a little bit more up and down, and, you know, only a two-game difference between these two guys, 8 wins for the Panthers, 10 wins for the Vikings, but I'd say it's been a lot more of a struggle for the Panthers to find themselves throughout the season, and I think a lot of it does have to do with Christian McCaffrey not knowing how to use this guy, and Cam going back to a little bit more of what he used to do in his earlier days, where he's running the ball a lot more for them because they're lacking that running game. So, you know, the Vikings are going to shut that down. They're going to make Cam pass the ball, and we'll see if they have enough with their wide receivers and everybody else and go out and make plays. I kind of like the Vikings winning this game on the road.
So do I. Yeah.
I just think that that defense is playing just fantastic. They don't give up a lot of points. I mean, they held Atlanta to 9 points or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
something insane.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, and that was on the road too, by the way, Mike. And they can go out and play well. They're 5-1 away from home. I don't think it makes much of a difference to the Vikings. I think it's a really close game, but I think that they make the defensive stop and they get a victory, a tough victory in Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of America Stadium against Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Let's talk a little bit about that Kansas City Chiefs and the Raiders game. Chiefs are at home. Weather's not going to be an issue. It's going to be around 50 degrees. Raiders, obviously, banged up a little bit. The Kansas City Chiefs are banged up as well, Mike. I mean, Alex Smith has a lot less targets. When your only option is Kelsey, you can put like 4 guys on that guy. And yeah. Kareem Hunt, what the heck happened to this guy? He was running the ball fantastic. All of a sudden, can't get out of his, out from his own feet. And they're struggling quite a bit. The last 6 or 7 weeks have just been very difficult. And the Raiders are coming to town and they're playing relatively well. So this is a tough, tough day for the Kansas City Chiefs, who absolutely desperately need to right the ship.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and I wouldn't be surprised if Andy Reid just broke open that playbook to kind of infuse a little energy into his offense. Some reverses, some flea flicker kind of stuff, just to kind of keep Oakland on their toes a little bit. You know, back in the day, I mean, this was a game. Like, this was one of those appointment television type of games. And right now, both teams are just kind of struggling. And Kansas City, like you said, is just in an absolute free fall right now. So I'm going to go with Kansas City in this game. I think just a desperate team's going to try desperate stuff to get a win, however they can, and we'll see what happens. But I'm going to take Kansas City in this game.
Well, and this may be a day where Kareem Hunt can get things going, because I think the Raider defense is a little susceptible to the run. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Eagles and Rams, man, that's another great matchup in the NFC. Eagles are 10-2, Rams are 9-3. This one's in California, in Los Angeles. Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, as we all know. You've been there before, not for this game, but for college games, as we all know. But the bottom line is Eagles playing real well. They've had a couple of slip-ups. It happens. It is what it is. It scares me a little bit because the teams that they do beat are teams that aren't necessarily that great. But when you say that, Mike, you can only play what your schedule is. So
exactly.
They go out there and they win those football games. They're doing their job. And much can be similar for the Rams. I mean, you know, they won a lot more games this year than they have in recent history, and some of that's got to be based on their schedule as well. But with that being said, we got a great matchup. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff. I think these guys are pretty similar in a lot of ways, to be honest with you. Both young guys in this NFL having success early in their careers. Good coaches for both these guys. A new coach there for the Rams, which might have been the best move they could have possibly made, getting rid of Jeff Fisher. Doug Peterson doing a great job with Carson Wentz and that offense for the Eagles. I think we got a great matchup here. What do you think?
I think this might be the must-see game of the day right here in Los Angeles. For the first time, the Rams may have close to a sellout for this game. You know, their team's doing well. Here comes Philly coming in at 10-2, and just playing all sorts of great ball. You're going to have a ticked-off Eagles team coming off that loss last week against Seattle. I really think that they're going to recover from that. I'm taking Philly in this game by like a field goal, 6 points, you know, somewhere in that range. But you touched on Goff and the improvement that he's made, and it's just mind blowing to see what he has done and what that coach has done for him, kind of a quarterback whisperer kind of thing. But I will always go back to, one, it's the coaching, but two, it's the organization putting some guys around Goff that can make some plays. Receivers, you turn around, there's Todd Gurley, they got him a left tackle. That left tackle has kept Goff for the most part off of his butt most of the season, his blind side. So you solve that for your quarterback, you're going to see these kind of results. And let's not, we were all down on Goff last year, but he did have some talent. I mean, it's not like the kid was just, you know, he couldn't play coming into the league. He just needed the right situation. And Jeff Fisher had a JV high school offense for him, and that's not going to do anything for him.
No, and we've talked about it. Right time, yeah. Right situation for everybody, coach and player. And this seems to be a pretty good marriage there for the Rams, what they've got brewing this season. Seahawks play the Jaguars, another one of those marquee matchups. And we've been talking, giving a lot of love to Russell Wilson, his ability to scramble, get outside of the pocket. He may need to be able to do that against that Jaguar defense, which, by the way, is pretty good. Yeah, no, it's good, man. Calais Campbell and those guys fly after it. They really get after it on the defensive side of the ball. I give the edge to Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. I know the Jaguars are favored in this one, but Seahawks got to keep winning, don't they, Mike? I mean, they got a break with Atlanta, but, losing a game a week ago, and they still have the advantage there. But with that being said, they got to keep pace, man. They got to keep winning. So Jaguars or Seahawks, who do you like?
Well, that's a tough one, man. I might have to flip a coin before the game and just go with who comes up on the coin. But, when you compare the two teams, the one difference is the quarterback position. You know, you got Blake Bortles on the one side. You got Russell Wilson on the other. Who are you going to trust more? You got to go with Russell Wilson in this one. I see it as a close game. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't think this is a blowout by any stretch. But I see like a 6-7 point. Difference in this game. But Russell Wilson's had to survive a little bit because of that O-line. That O-line is not great. It just isn't. So he's had to make some plays. He's had to scamper down the field a few times. So I don't think that's going to change much today, but I do see the Seahawks coming out with a win.
All right, this one's for you and Juan there in Houston, who listens to us on 94.1. Steelers are playing the Ravens. Steelers got to keep pace with the Patriots. I mean, I said it, man, when we talked to him earlier. I only think their chance of getting to the Super Bowl is having it go through
home
Pittsburgh.
Field.
So Steelers got to get a victory against the Ravens, who got a big win for them. They're in right now as a wild card. So both these teams in, but I think this game means more to the Steelers in the sense of keeping pace with the Patriots to keep that home field advantage.
And not only keep pace this week with the Patriots, but next week they play the Patriots. So that's, hopefully they're not looking ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, too, because the Patriots play the Dolphins on Monday night. And you know what? You look at that as an easy victory for the Patriots, but neither one of these guys can be looking ahead because they know what's coming in Week 15, which, by the way, Gronkowski will be back for that one because of the one-game suspension. And maybe that had something to do with it. I don't want to say anything, but who knows? Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap it up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You've been listening to, and you're still going to listen to, the NFL Preview Show on the other side when we get back. So keep it close. Dorf on Sports, Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
First down and 10 at the 11. Davis lines up to the right of Wilson in the shotgun. Wilson along the left hash, moving it from right to left. Gets the shotgun snap. Has time. Throws for the end zone for Jimmy Graham. It is caught. Gets his feet down in the left front corner of the end zone for 6. And a 9-0 lead on the 11-yard strike from Russell Wilson to Jimmy Graham. His 9th touchdown catch of the year.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Clement, the running back to the left of Wentz on 3rd and 14. Wentz clapping with a play clock at 2. Gets the shotgun snap at 1. Wentz to throw. Pressure comes. Floats it left side. Looking for the end zone. It is caught. Nelson Aguilar popping free past Byron Maxwell. 27 yards for the score. And the Eagles find the end zone for the first time tonight and jump right back in the ballgame.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview. Right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today's NFL preview. You can always catch me on the Rewind later tonight, 12 hours from now, to be honest with you. 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and then 1 a.m. for you people, you late night owls on the East Coast. And then you can always check me out Monday through Friday, NBCSports1060.com, anywhere, 9 to 11 a.m. Arizona time. Keep yourselves adjusted on that. I don't know wherever the heck you may be, but Mike, obviously, as we always do, we give our final thoughts real quickly, brother. You got about 20 seconds and then I'll give mine.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of great games, playoff positioning today. It's going to be fun to watch as always. I think Pittsburgh comes up with a win. I think Seattle comes up with a win. I actually think the Bird Gang comes up with a win today. So it'll be fun to watch.
All righty, that's cool. Look, mine goes out to those Green Bay Packers. Don't be that team that loses to the Cleveland Browns, man. Just don't do it, and let's keep the dream alive. Let's bring back Aaron Rodgers. Let's have meaningful football and a reason to bring him back. So keep yourselves above 500. Brett Hundley, go out there and do the gig. Do the job, man. Get it done. Don't be the embarrassment of the NFL and lose to the Cleveland Browns. For Mike Wilson, for all the callers, Scott on the other side making everything possible for us, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week or later tonight, 12 hours from now, on the NFL Rewind. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.